Why you always all on my back? Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta act like a bitch when I'm with you? I pay for the bed and never even slept in it. I pay for that crib and never stepped foot in. And now somebody else is eating all the pudding. Things changed, now my dashboard wooden. All black Benz like a young Doc Gooden. Dark shades cause I'm stone crazy. Girl, we grown, stop playing on my phone, baby. All your childish attempts.
What's up, babies? Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
I am Elton Howard Jr.
And that is not.
He got his shoes on while he recorded.
This is Action Bronson.
I was about to say.
It's not Ghostface.
No, that's not Ghostface. That's not Ghostface.
It is Action Bronson. I was trying to get out, but Elton made me laugh.
I'm just going to.
Do you think he had his shoes on when he was recording this?
I think he did. I think he had his shoes on.
Can I just say to rappers, you don't have to sing. You don't have to do that. It's okay.
That's the hot. That's the 50 Cent started this. Well, no, Ja Rule.
Oh, I'll tell you who started it.
Who started it? Biz Markie.
Biz Markie.
And you wonder why the fuck did I call you lately? You. Some would say that I'm the symbol for sex and others hate, but I don't give them no breath. Yeah, rappers just be singing. Because you know why they're singing.
He had his shoes on. And he didn't. He was wiggling his toes around.
He's part of the
barefoot.
He's part of the Wu-To clan.
The Wu-To.
The Wu-To clan.
Just wiggling his little bare toes around.
You know he got them fat white feet too.
Well, so why I gotta say they're white?
Because they fat and white. He got cankles. Action Bronson with cankles.
Yeah, Elton.
Why you gotta do me like that?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Why you gotta act like a bitch?
Oh, he just called you a bitch, Elton.
He's talking to all of you.
We're not the one. We didn't. You chose this song.
You chose it.
Oh, you're right. I did. Chance the
Rapper. He ain't talking to me.
Chance the Rapper. I hope every soda you drank already shaken
up. I hope your dreams dry like raisins. Now, does he have his shoes on?
Yeah, Chance.
Is that a thing? You have to take your shoes off? Shoes and socks?
I kind of feel bad for rappers sometimes because I just got on him for singing. You're not allowed to wear. To have bare feet, like you can be like the hippie rocker who walks around barefoot.
Can you?
Yeah, absolutely.
In rap?
Absolutely. You can't in rap. That's the thing. There's so many limitations.
No, I'm saying, can you in rap?
Can I do it?
There's so many limitations. You can't be as free as you want to be sometimes, free. You know?
Can I do it as a comedian? Can I get on stage barefoot?
No. You can't do it as a comedian.
I
got nice feet, though. I got really nice feet.
I don't even like fucking.
You don't like man toes?
I don't like them in sandals. I barely like.
Well, you had on your Stacey Adams sandals that you took
when
a picture of.
When did you see me on stage in sandals? Does that happen?
I didn't see you on stage. I saw your picture on your Facebook. With your grandpa.
People don't respect my Stacey Adams.
With your grandpa sandals on, calling me grandpa. You got on a grandpa's shoes.
But you're literally.
You have a grandchild.
That doesn't matter.
Whatever you say, I can trump by simply saying. You have a grandchild.
You trumping? You saying that's like a bad thing?
Anytime you try to throw any type of old age thing at me or anything like that, you have a grandchild.
I have a grandchild.
Well, look at it like this.
I have a 7-year-old.
I have a 26-year-old.
When the census comes to your house, do they say how many children and grandchildren do you have, or do they say, can I see your shoe collection?
Can I see your shoes?
No, they count the actual grandchildren.
They count the grandchildren. But right. We're not in 1950, so they don't come to your house and
they do.
Do that.
They do come to your house.
If they don't, if you don't send the census back, they come to your house.
Well, who sends the census back?
I do. Ain't nobody.
Who does that shit?
Yeah, that's the real people send the census back.
Better watch out. They're going to come to your house and you're going to open the door with your gun.
That's right up there with not picking up a bag of money and driving off.
Fuck. You look like a bag of money.
I want a bag of money. I'm gonna go buy a car when I find a bag of money. That's exactly what I'm gonna do.
That's the first thing you do.
Gonna go straight to the dealership, right next door to the bank where I find a bag of money.
Hey, who wants to sell me a car? I've got cash.
I got
$150,000
that is undocumented.
Right. I'm made a withdrawal. That's all.
Yeah, I just went to the bank. I just got a money.
I saw Ben Carson today on television. I had to run to turn the channel.
Who is Ben Carson?
He just thinks all lives matter. It's cool.
All lives.
Fucking idiot.
He was watching Fox.
No, he was on.
He was on Fox probably.
He was on Meet the Press today. They were interviewing him because he's actually going to be on the stage. He has no chance of getting elected ever on God on this earth.
Oh, he's a Republican candidate, is what he?
The Black Republican.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, I was doing a joke about. I used to, when I unfriended people, I started off with big, big things, like talk shit about Obama or Obama's politics or just a politics in general. Big, huge things. I'd be like, you're done. Then they kind of, you get rid of those people, and then it kind of gets more narrow. So then it was like, I think Ben Carson would be a great president by just your.
But I think Ben.
Now I'm just down to, you put too many cat videos in our timeline.
That's impossible.
See you later.
It's impossible.
They say you can't put too many.
Too many cat videos.
There's no such thing.
See you later.
What world do you want to live in? There are no that's the whole point you get on the internet.
See you later.
To see cat videos.
I call Saturday Catterday.
Cat video. See your kitty cat dancing to trap music. I don't need to see that.
I'm going to start uploading. I got two cats at home.
You gonna start up? Hey, did you see the cat? Did the cat video? It was a cat video and a dog video. Hold on, it was funny. It was funny because the cat, they had a kitten and an adult cat, and they showed the cat like trying to teach the cat other cat how to walk up the stairs, and the cat said, "Fucking just knocked him down the stairs."
Yeah, I did see that.
And then they showed the dog, and the dog was like, "Oh, so compassionate, kind of walking." Like, so basically,
I watched five minutes of a puppy sneezing. Yesterday.
You did that.
Looped it over and over again.
It was sneezing for 5 minutes.
It's like a little cute puppy sneezing.
Adult cats. I just take adult cats don't give a fuck about kittens. And he's like, fuck you. You need to learn on your own.
Adult cats don't really give a fuck about much. That's kind of the charm of it.
That's a charm.
It's their own turn. Yeah, to do shit on their own terms. You can learn a lot from a cat.
I need things that love me. I don't need no anything in the house that is a locked door away from being a wild animal.
Yeah, most cats.
Cats like you.
Yeah, most cats are. Yeah,
some cats like you more than
that
others.
Door turns into a fucking beast.
I know.
Cats. They don't
never
flip.
Heard of a dog. You ain't never heard of a dog going feral.
They don't flip
you see
like
a feral
that.
Dog. You just wave some bologna around, and all of a sudden it's your best friend. Anytime they catch some a dog bologna. In one of those things, that's always the go to. They're trying to get the dog. The dog's running away, and then they try to put the pole on the dog. And the dog like shakes the pole. It's like, just go get some bologna, and then they come wave a little bologna around. And the dog comes over.
Some
then
baloney.
they put the pole on it.
And the dog thinks that his demands have been met.
Is that what the dog...
Yeah, like
when
he's
he gets,
like...
I've gotten the baloney. Thank you for the baloney. This is all I wanted.
Like
some baloney.
Like some people in those situations want like a helicopter to take him to the airport.
It was a dog hostage situation. All I wanted was baloney.
Dogs love... By the way, if you do... Dogs love hot dogs. Chop up a hot dog. They'll do whatever you want. Yeah.
Whatever you want. Hot dogs and bologna is actually dog food anyway. So
it might be.
It may be.
It's better than the shit they get, though. We get the grade C hot dog. They get the grade D.
Grade D.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's right, Andy. You have dog and cat.
I have a dog and two cats at my house. Oh. Yes.
Animal lover.
They're cool.
Cats don't give a fuck about kids.
I don't have any children.
There you go.
They're my kids. They're my fur babies.
My fur babies.
You put diapers on them.
No. I mean, I guess if they get to the point where they need them, you have to.
Well, you got
to
put them down at that point. If they can't shit on their own.
If they can't shit on I don't think it's the shit that's a problem. I think it's the piss that's a problem. They make them, though. They make these little pads that you strap to your
Before we start dog. With Elton, I just saw this.
What?
I'm a feminist. I'm a dude, and I hate that I love to grill.
Yeah, I sent you that article.
What?
I thought he might be trolling. I'm not sure, but in this day and age, that's something somebody would say. It's too. He doesn't like that he enjoys grilling because grilling is hyper masculine and he's a feminist. You got to read it, man.
That is stupid. Do we need to?
First of all, he looks like a hipster douchebag. Right?
Well,
hipster
yeah, guy. Of course he is.
He is a hipster douchebag.
And he's grilling zucchini.
Ooh.
That's green, not grilling.
Green and yellow.
You know you done fucked up, right?
You know you done fucked up, right?
You know you done fucked up.
I hate how much I love to grill. It's not that. I'm inclined to vegetarianism. Well, that explains the
zucchini.
Or that I otherwise object to the practice itself. But I'm uncomfortable with the pleasure I take in something so conventionally masculine. Oh, this can't be real.
He says I'm uncomfortable.
Looming over the goals, tongs in hand, I feel estranged from myself, recasting the role of a suburban dad.
This isn't Slate. This is not some like parody website.
At such moments, I get the sense that I've fallen into a societal trap. A societal trap. One that reaffirms gender roles I've spent years trying to undo. Women work the grill. The whole business feels retrograde, a relic of some earlier, less inclusive era. I take food prep a little too seriously, curtly brushing others out of the way when I step up to the kitchen counter.
He's trying to be lighthearted.
Oh, God.
But he's guilty. He feels guilty for enjoying grilling.
Because men do it.
Because it's a man thing. It's a way men bond. They all circle around the grill and stand there and talk with their beers like they do in commercials.
On reflection, I'm probably just kind of a jerk. When I'm grilling, I worry that I become something even worse. Am I shoving others out of the way because it makes me feel like a man? Have I become some sort of monster? Randolph Terrence, monster.
Is this man guilt? Wow, this is crazy.
What a bitch.
Yeah.
Paging through photographs of my years in grad school recently, I came across one in which two college and I stand in a semicircle around a kettle grill. There's Andy.
Uh-huh.
Though my eyes are downcast in the image, I'm not sad. Instead, I'm studying the burgers in front of me and I'm happy. Yeah, because you're cooking and it's going to taste good.
Right.
Our
you're
friend
hungry.
Katrina, the only woman it's in frame, leans in from the left, somehow outside of the scene, despite her presence in it.
She's not outside the scene. She's you didn't have outside. A wide enough camera lens, dummy.
Look at the Instagram Courtney just put up.
Grilling.
Grilling meat.
Oh, no.
Courtney Farrington.
Monster.
Monster.
He's grilling meat. There's no lion meat, is it?
On the other hand, it bears a stain of unintentional masculine cliche. Gathered around the coals with beer slung low, we're all but enacting a myth of the American man, telling a story in postures and poses. No longer mere PhD students, we become bros.
He's attaching a
no,
lot of bullshit.
No, you haven't, you fucking pussy.
See, this is what happened. This is when we say,
this is
like,
what happens when you're too smart.
A lot of these guys, of these sort of male feminist guys, this is their way to get into the company and good graces of women.
Oh.
A lot of dudes who have their own little tricks to get women, and guys like this will bash them for that.
Mm-hmm.
This is his way of getting to the company of women, is to be ultra deferential and to feel guilty about something that makes him
feels good,
stereotypically manly.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with feeling manly.
Is this
what's wrong with that?
Is this a Tinder profile?
This is an article, a column in Slate.
This is an article.
This guy. This is long. We're not gonna read the whole thing.
Published it? Why would need to find who published this? This was such a waste of reading.
Men. Okay. He puts up a commercial. He puts up a talks about a commercial. I'm thinking maybe you are too.
We weren't.
Of Hillshire Farms obnoxious go meet television spot.
Now,
I've
obnoxious.
Never seen the spot, but okay. As it opens, oh, he put up a link to it. Let me link to it.
No links. Don't click on
watch,
it.
Watch it if you must. All right, we must. Now.
Downvote it, please.
I know it makes you feel bad, pussy.
Oh, you click on it. You go down the rabbit hole. Don't
I think
do
this guy,
it.
This guy's trolling us a little bit. But
don't do
I
it, think, Randolph.
I think his
no.
guilt is real.
You think it's
Randolph's dropping iPads and microphones.
I don't think these people are trolling anymore,
it's
man.
It's anger.
That's
I
karma
think they
right
mean
there,
this fucking shit.
Yeah, don't. I think that's a sign, Randolph.
Okay, here we go.
That's a sign.
Turn up, Andy.
Go okay. meat!
He's grilling hot dogs.
Go meat!
And people are yelling, go meat.
I said a beef hot links!
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 Men in their grills.
Beef kielbasa, hot smoked sausage, cheddar worst!
I said a brat! Beef kielbasa, hot smoked sausage, cheddar worst!
When I say Hillshire, you say farm! Hillshire!
Farm! Go meat!
Okay.
All right, well,
they're selling meat.
Makes me want to grill tonight, I'll be honest.
They're selling meat. Hillshire Farm sells meat.
Okay. All right, so let's see what's wrong with that commercial.
It was equal opportunity because there was charcoal and there were gas grills.
And there was a black man.
Black guy. The black guy was the chant leader.
He was.
Go meat!
A man works a grill alone. We saw that. Without warning, a man in another yard begins a call and response chant about the meat he's cooking. After a brief moment of confusion, our hero and two other solitary grill masters join in. No. Actually, that's kind of not how the commercial went, but okay. The camera cuts for a moment to a crane shot showing us the men isolated in their adjacent but fenced-off yards. There's nothing wrong with being isolated. You can think.
I prefer it.
You can think while you're out there. Yeah.
Yes, you do, Andy.
In the final scene, all four have gathered around a single grill, united in celebration. It's a celebration, bitches.
It's a celebration. No.
Men, this commercial suggests, come together as men when they do manly things. Yeah, actually they do. It's called male bonding. You see it all the time on basketball courts. He obviously wouldn't see that, but I have.
Right.
Their grills become symbolic meeting points. Yeah, like basketball courts.
like the water cooler.
They enable what scholars call homosocial contact, a kind of same-sex intimacy that deflects the supposed dangers of sexual contact between men.
I think we call that hanging out.
We call that hanging out, yeah. But allows them to confirm their masculinity by excluding women.
Oh,
sometimes
no,
we don't want to be around.
No. That's where he's wrong.
Yeah.
We're not doing it to confirm our masculinity. We're doing it because it's cool and fun.
Yeah.
There's
a game on.
Meat.
There's food. Sometimes there's something you're playing Xbox.
Well, he's attaching the masculinity to all this.
Well, he's the one that thinks that we do that to reaffirm or confirm our masculinity.
That we're men. And I'm like, no, I like these things.
We're all perfectly comfortable and don't need reaffirming of our masculinity.
Yeah, I like these things.
We're not the ones who feel bad about it. He is. Yeah. So for him, it's like these guys are trying to feel good about being men. No, we already did that.
You know what I miss most about being bald? Going to the barbershop.
There you go.
Very masculine thing. I miss that.
Yeah.
Going to sit in a barbershop.
You can get your beard trimmed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I can't go get trimmed, but I can't bring myself to spend $20 to get a shave.
And three hours.
Just to go to a barbershop.
Why not? You need to make an appointment, Randall.
I don't have that. I need to make shave money.
Yeah.
Grilling, in other words, allows these characters to cozy up to one another. There's no cozying happening. While maintaining their understanding of themselves as truly manly men. No.
They're not trying to do that.
They're
just hanging out.
They're trying to sell meat.
They're just hanging out. Well, he's not talking about the commercial. He's talking about the actual ritual of hanging out, basically.
Oh, the male.
Significantly,
ritual.
The notion that grilling is a manly thing for very, very manly men is far from universal. In the article of Forbes, Megan Casherly, now this is a woman saying this, proposes that men like to grill. She proposes this. Men like to grill because it's dangerous and because they don't have to clean up afterwards.
What the fuck?
What?
You do have to clean up afterwards. Yeah. First of all, the prep time alone to grill.
Yeah, if it's a...
Yet women preside over the grill in much of the world, though many claim that men grill because they're somehow drawn to fire. I would actually agree with that. Presumably by some abiastic impulse carried on our chromosomes. I don't agree with that. Fire's cool.
What the fuck are they talking about?
The masculine connotation of grilling are culturally specific and hence culturally constructed. I don't believe... First of all...
Grilled meat tastes better.
Is it?
Yeah, that's an old nothing. Grilled meat tastes real good.
Yes. Just,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Grilled meat
delicious.
Tastes real good.
Why you men grill? I suspect...
Have you ever grilled over mesquite wood?
I propose that it's
fucking tastic.
It's a... Something
Hickory.
You're drawn
Hickory.
To fire.
I actually don't not agree with that part. I like working with the fire.
Yeah, the fire is cool. I used to do a little pyro.
It's a bitch on a hot day.
But this article is speculating that you like working with the fire because men like to work with danger to confirm their manhood because fire in a grill is danger. Danger. Hey, I'm a man. I conquered fire.
That's
what they think is going on.
Well, that's what Tom Hanks said in Castaway.
Yeah.
Well, that he's a man. He made fire.
He needs to apologize.
Tom Hanks, noted monster.
Yeah. No. This shit is dangerous, man.
This is so stupid. Many claim that the association between modern grilling and masculinity originates in the former prehistory when barbecuing meant heavy logs and whole animals. Ironically, it wasn't until grilling became much easier, thanks to the historic gastronomist Sarah Lohman explains, again, he went to another woman to learn about grilling.
Mm. Uh-huh.
That the connection began to take hold. It derived from the way these new grills were marketed and sold rather than anything essential in the practice itself. Okay, again, these are people who don't know anything about living in Texas.
He's overthinking the fuck out of
this. You know nothing about this. You know how many people I know who have go out specifically to get mesquite wood? You find a tree that's knocked over, been blasted by lightning, which you find those literally all the time. You cut the wood up, you take it home, you soak it out. And then
well, there you go. That's part of the man ritual.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
With your axes and your saws and your chainsaws. Because chainsaws are dangerous, and men circle around a tree and bond as men to confirm their manhood. And then they confirm their manhood, and they go back to the grill, and they further confirm their manhood with their mesquite grilling
techniques.
But
that's a long process. Who wants to cut up wood and then let it soak and then...
you've clearly never cooked with mesquite. You can go buy mesquite.
Yeah,
really.
I'm not doing
no,
all of that.
No, you don't
but
do that.
But if you got mesquite near you, just go get some.
You go pay.
What is mesquite?
You pay someone who already did that.
They're
give
very
you food.
Ugly trees.
Okay, ugly. So go find an ugly tree that got knocked down with lightning, and then I grill and it make me feel like a man.
Right.
And then I tell all the women that I'm so sorry, I'm grilling. I wouldn't jump down this tree.
Here's
and then you know what? You go from mesquite to skeet. That's
here's,
how you do it.
Here's a problem.
It.
Here's a problem for this pussy. This is a problem for him. Of course, having all this context doesn't stop me from grilling or from enjoying myself when I do. And that's the problem for this pussy. He can't reconcile in his mind how he likes doing such a masculine thing, although he's look, man, I mean, I'm for, he's not even for the ladies, so I can't even
well,
say that.
Here's the dots he's connected.
Is that man guilt? What the fuck is
the dots he's connected are grilling equals masculine. Masculine equals bad.
Bad.
So since masculine equals bad, if I do things that are masculine, I'm bad. But those are just his opinions.
Yeah.
Masculinity isn't bad, and grilling isn't even necessarily masculine. It's something men do more often than women, but not exclusively.
Yeah.
You know? So all of this is in his head. He's just got all these issues in his head that he's trying to work out, and he's trying to justify feeling this way by writing 1,000 words on it and citing an article from Forbes.
Yeah.
For some reason.
That a woman wrote.
Right. Well, he's consulting. So it's just him trying to overcome his issues publicly.
And then he goes and consults
he's
women.
He's flaunting his issues
to find
at
out
us.
About these things. The other night, a few friends and I gathered out back to cook some sausages. We stood around the grill together. He cooked something that looked suspiciously like a dick. We stood around the grill together watching the meat cook. I was happy in their company.
He watched the meat cook.
I was happy in their company and only a little embarrassed that I wouldn't let anyone else take the tongs. First of all.
Embarrassed.
Why? First of all, you should be happy in their company because they're your friends.
He's so deferential.
That's the first thing. Second thing.
What does that mean?
What would you feel embarrassed about at all about people? I'm cooking. I'm not embarrassed.
Right.
Do you think you can cook this better than me? Then take these tongs and do it. If not,
just
back
cook,
off. I'm
just cooking.
And that's another thing. No other man standing there talking to you is like, hey, man, give me the fucking tongs. They're not doing that.
Yeah,
no.
Give me them tongs.
Unless
let
you're
me,
fucking it up.
But
let me flip
they're,
them
they're
sausages.
They're thinking it in their head. They're like, this guy's fucking up the meat, man.
Why
don't I have the tongs, man?
He might just be standing there chit-chatting with you.
Let me flip. Man. Let me flip them sausages.
Are you going to flip it? Are you going to flip that?
You don't know what the fuck you're doing. Give me them tongs.
What is? What you? Did you marinate that? What is on that?
So does that make you like a true man if you don't want to do things that are traditionally manly, if you do things that are manly, does that make it? Let's say you're a lumberjack.
Chopping wood, mesquite.
Are you not a true man?
Well, because in his mind,
that's
lumberjack.
That's a very manly job.
Lumberjack is a very manly job,
yeah.
And in his mind, manly is bad.
Yeah.
It's not that manly is bad, it's just that he enjoys doing this manly thing.
Yeah.
He enjoys grilling, so he really feels like shit.
Well, you're a mechanic.
Right.
A very good mechanic making $90 an hour.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Well, this is an article that I sent for last week's podcast, which we didn't get to. I'm only going to read the first two paragraphs because this is another rabbit hole. All right.
That was a
this
rabbit
is
hole.
In New York Magazine. What open marriage taught one man about feminism.
Oh, Jesus. Ooh. Christ.
Just two paragraphs.
Jesus Christ.
As I write this,
maybe one.
My children are asleep in their room.
Okay.
Loretta Lynn is on the stereo, and my wife is out on a date with a man named Paolo. It's her second date this week, her fourth this month so far.
La, la, la.
If it goes like the others, she'll come home in the middle of the night, crawl into bed beside me, and tell me all about how she and Paolo had sex. I won't explode with anger or seethe with resentment.
God.
I'll tell her it's a hot story and I'm glad she had fun. It's hot because she's excited, and I'm glad because I'm a feminist.
you're a whipped bitch.
Before my wife started sleeping with other men, I certainly considered myself a feminist, but I really only understood it in the abstract. When I quit working to stay at home with the kids, I began to understand it on a whole new level. I'm an economically dependent house husband coping with the withering drudgery of child rearing. Now that I understand the reality of that situation, I don't blame women for demanding more for themselves than the life of the housewife. Is he wrote a whole article trying to justify his wife. He says he's in an open marriage. She's in an open marriage.
Yeah.
He's not in an open marriage. But he wants to be okay with his wife fucking all these other dudes because he's a feminist, and that's a very feminist thing for her to do. There's a lot of this shit going on. A lot of this guilt is now, you know, sort of creeping into these blogs and columns.
Oh, my God.
Was it okay when men fucked around?
No, it's never okay.
Was it okay then?
You know what I think it is? Men are getting emasculated, really. really quick. And
that
you know,
one is.
And I think it's all about the loofah.
We using loofahs way too much.
The loofah.
We are using loofahs way too
much
now.
I'll tell you what happened.
I like loofahs.
It's the loofah. How do you clean your asshole with a loofah? You loofah your manness away? Yeah, you loofah your manhole.
I'll tell you what happened to this
loofahs are very effective.
Body wash and loofahs. That's it.
What do you do?
Bar of soap and a wash rag.
A bar of soap
and a wash
That's a
rag.
Real man.
Bar of soap.
A bar of soap.
A bar of lava.
Now
and a wash rag.
Does this wash rag have shit stains on
it? No, it doesn't. I threw that one away. It's clean.
We'll come back to that.
It. We don't.
Here's what happened to this dude. This dude lost his job.
He lost his job.
Started feeling bad about himself.
And his wife was the breadwinner.
His wife became the breadwinner. So she probably didn't even have anything to do with that.
My needs aren't being met sexually. Yeah.
You can't beat it down. Cooked.
Now here's the thing. Andy's who makes more money in your relationship?
My wife.
Exactly.
Makes what?
More money. Anybody want to ask me who makes more money?
Your wife.
Exactly. Now I'm going to ask Andy.
I make more jokes.
Andy, you'd be all right with your wife going out on, let's just say, a coffee. Just go to have coffee with another dude.
Paulo.
Yeah. And then come back. First of all, you know she's going to have going just to have
yeah,
coffee.
Yeah, you're okay with it.
Just have coffee and chat.
Coffee with a dude. if it depends on the dude, obviously. If it's someone,
and by coffee, I mean the dick.
Right.
A black dick, because you said coffee.
She can have. Look, I have no problem with her having male friends, and a lot of male friends for a woman who's been in a marriage for a number of years are sort of legacy friends, friends they've known since childhood or high school or college,
really
acquaintances or before you. So yeah, there are definitely people she could go have coffee with, and I wouldn't feel bad. I wouldn't have a problem with it at all. I trust her.
You wouldn't mind if she came home and got into bed with you and said,
"Of course I would mind."
First she says,
"He knocked the bottom out of me." And by the way, Andy, you don't get to say shit because I make more money than you.
Can you give me a minute? Let me go get this
other guy's
semen out of my vagina.
I make more money than you.
Let me get this.
So you just gonna have to take it. Is that how the game goes?
But that's
now?
Not how it goes. See,
oh,
this
Jesus.
Guy. But that in that scenario, she has gone out for coffee, and unbeknownst to him,
yeah.
In this scenario, he's like, "Have a nice date.
Have a nice date. I'll stay home with the kids.
I'll babysit
Bye.
The kids." And so she's going out with the intention of it's an open marriage,
yeah,
or partially open.
Partially,
marriage.
Her door's open.
Yeah, yeah. It's
her
a revolving,
legs are
it's
open.
A revolving door on her side.
Her yeah. legs are open,
and so. That's he's okay with it from start. There's no deception here.
How could she respect him?
She can't.
As a man,
she
don't respect him.
Yeah, he's yeah.
He doesn't ask
How
for
respect,
respect
that?
But he's not,
not
asking for
he's
it.
He's not strong, and then he has no will. Yeah, your woman makes more money than you. So your woman makes money, you don't work. So what? What
well,
does
me,
that mean?
Let me go down a few paragraphs. Here's
oh,
one.
God.
There are, of course, moments of jealousy, resentment, and insecurity.
Moments.
Recently, my wife went on a date and fell asleep at his apartment. She fucks everybody on these dates. She never doesn't fuck on dates. My wife went on a date and fell asleep at his apartment. I hadn't heard from her since 10 p.m. She still wasn't home at 6 a.m. The kids were asking. My texts went unanswered, and my calls went to voicemail. A tight knot of dread lodged in my stomach as I imagined all kinds of dire scenarios. Now he's worried about her life. He doesn't care about the dude she fucked. And realized that I not only didn't know where she was, I had no idea whom she was with. I pictured myself going to the police saying, "I think she's in Red Hook with a guy named Ryan. I don't know his last name, but I think he's a graphic designer."
Johnson.
I'm not sure there's actually a word for the unique blend of acute terror. And
His name wasn't Ryan. His name was Ray Ray.
She finally texted me.
Rayquan.
How much black dick she's probably getting?
She finally texted me at 7:30 a.m. Relief course through my... Me so like morphine. She wrote, "Fuck, I'm so sorry I fell asleep." I replied, "Just glad you're okay, but next time no radio silence. Remember, you're not
no,
alone."
She didn't. He fucked her to sleep.
Oh my God,
right.
I'm so
But
sorry.
His concern.
And by the way, when they woke up that next morning, he fucked her
again. You
damn
right.
And then
she
sent
right.
the text.
Right. You damn right. She probably sent the text while they was fucking. Like, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. My fingers keep jumping around." Tyrone, stop hitting it.
But that story is him being afraid
oh,
that she is
God.
That she's like injured or killed or something,
yeah,
right? It's that. But that's the story, right? The start of the paragraph was there are of course moments of jealousy, resentment, and insecurity. He's not jealous or resentful about her fucking a dude.
just the fact that she didn't respond to
his text insecure that she might be dead in a ditch somewhere.
Yeah.
So even him copping to sometimes feeling like maybe there's a problem with this scenario.
This is pathetic.
It's more about how she's out at night alone without protection. It's not about the guy banging her.
I gotta text my husband.
So he's not really jealous or resentful.
He's not worried. He's not jealous or resentful. You're scared that something's wrong with him.
Right. Just like if your kid went on a date.
That's not resentful.
It's like if your daughter went on a date.
You're mad because my baby's been out all night and I'm gonna fucking kill her when she gets back home.
Right.
What the fuck is gonna happen? I'm gonna kill her. I'm gonna kill this motherfucker she was out with. I'm gonna kill his daddy if he tries to stop me. I'm killing everybody. Yeah. Everybody dies.
This was a crime of passion.
And then I turned the gun on myself.
No, I won't. I won't be doing that.
Everybody died. Because turning the gun on yourself is such a man thing
to do. It's a man thing to do.
I'm a feminist.
No.
What is?
Won't be doing that.
So that's what we're dealing with.
That's pretty sad.
He's a step away from videotaping her getting fucked and uploading the shit.
Yeah.
That's the worst part of cuckolding videos, when you can hear the dude talking.
Dude, I bet.
That is the worst part of a cuckolding video. You'd be like, why are you talking, husband? There's no reason for you to talk.
Man.
That is so sad.
There's no reason for you to talk.
You need to find out where this dude
is. You're a cameraman right now. Just be quiet.
This dude is probably proofreading her Ashley Madison profile.
She doesn't need one.
There's a typo
She has
here.
A regular profile. She doesn't need an Ashley Madison profile.
You're right. You don't need Ashley Madison. She doesn't
hide it. She don't need him. My husband don't mind me getting...
This is so sad.
You can go balls deep.
There is a loss of manhood in this country.
Yeah, it's Lufus.
Not.
Lufus. It's not Lufus.
Lufus and body wash. Fuck that, man. When I first saw the first man body wash, I was like, it's over.
Body wash has evolved. I mean, they have.
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
What do you think? Is it gay?
Yeah, it's pretty gay. It's like Lufus. Lufus and FaceTime.
You wouldn't wear Axe?
Hell no.
Or Lufus, some body wash with some nebulous
Lufus
name.
Lufus and FaceTime.
Like Thunderstorm. I'm sure there's one like that.
Nope. I still got some.
Fire Rage.
I got some old spice in my medicine cabinet.
Here's
I'm a real
thing.
Man.
There's this loss. There's this loss of manhood.
When body wash came out, I was happy.
Yeah, so was I. And I like wash myself with a wash rag and a bar of soap. I like it.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
I like.
That's traditional. Like grilling.
It's very traditional. But I like, you know, body wash is fucking... And the sponge, the loofah, what?
No. It works very well.
How do you wash your ass? Because
same way you wash it with a washcloth.
You can't wash. It's too hard. My asshole is delicate.
What kind of loofahs have you got?
I don't use loofahs.
The loofah breaks up after a while and it turns into like just a big mass.
That's because you buy those cheap ones. Yeah. You got to get the good ones. But oops.
No man I know buys a loofah. Your lady buys it.
I do.
You buy them on your own?
I got no shame in that.
Yeah. No, I'm not even saying it's a shameful thing. Your lady buys it because a man will use a motherfucker until it's just hanging on
a string. No, I have done that.
So your woman will just reappear, a new one just appears in the shower like, oh shit, here's a new one.
That's because you're married.
I have done that. I have used it until, they're like a dollar. I have used, to the point where I'm like, why am I still hanging on to this?
Here's how you bought one, probably. You were probably in a... Rite Aid or the grocery store,
Walmart.
You walk by one, you were like, oh, I need one of those.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you don't see, it's not on your list.
I need one of those.
But then they have, you know, Dove.
Dove, oh, that's good.
Why does my loofah
Dove
look like
for
a washcloth?
Men makes a, now
they do.
Make
I
a
saw
much
it.
More heavy duty.
I saw it at Target, I was looking at it.
Yeah. I have
like,
one.
Eh.
You have the heavy duty loofah.
Yeah. It's
Axe
more
makes one
sturdy.
That you can hold like a brush. Remember the old big, the brown hair brushes?
So does Dove.
You hold the whole brush in your hand. So it has like a handle on it. You might like that one.
No, I don't need no.
Here's the problem with that. You can't get in your ass crack with that one. Because it has that handle on it.
It got the handle. You can get in there if you want to.
Yeah, but no. You need something that you can spread out in your hand and get down in there. That's the whole beauty of the washcloth.
Whatever, man.
You can use liquid soap on a washcloth just as good.
That's why a loofah is like a baseball glove. Like it breaks in after a while. You're like, yeah, now I can wash my ass.
Now you can wash. So you miss a couple of ass washes, and is what you're saying?
No, I...
Now, once I break in the loofah, I can wash my ass.
Break that loofah
in. I have total confidence in my showering abilities.
You do.
Total confidence.
Complete
total confidence.
No, this is what's happening, and I've seen this a lot. A lot of comps have talked about it on stage, which is why I never really try to talk about it on stage. But there's this thing of also when you try to talk about it on stage, you come off sound like a fucking idiot.
What is it, Randolph?
There's this thing of the lessening of manhood. A lot of people, a lot of these feminists. This is my problem with these feminists.
The reason it sounds like an idiot because it's something idiots do say.
Yeah, there's this thing of in order to support and elevate women, you have to knock men.
Right.
And that is you don't have to knock men to want women to win. That's stupid. Mm-hmm. I don't have to knock myself down to want you to win. I don't have to do that. I don't. First of all, the things that you really need to win against, the glass ceiling, not making the same wages, the fight against abortion, which I'm pro-abortion.
Paid maternity leave.
All that. I support you on all that. So right there, I'm in your corner. I don't have to then say, oh, and by the way, you can go out and fuck somebody else, and that's how I support.
Yeah, but pro-abortion sounds so crass. Like,
well, that's
pro-choice.
But pro-choice.
Masculinity for a lot of people who think that way is seen as exclusionary.
Yeah, and for me,
and you don't want to exclude.
Knock you down.
So I don't want to exclude anyone. So I'm going to remove masculinity so that I don't exclude women.
Yes.
That's where it's coming from.
That's this whole thing about.
And then there are also the other people who throw in the. And this is where I say, like, dumb people say it. Dumb people use the "we're getting softer" argument or masculinity,
and they
do it and they couch it with like, oh, the gay agenda, or they're making comedians wear dresses or whatever the case may be. That's the line. It's they're taking away manhood. So you hear a lot of dumb arguments that use that.
I just started writing a joke about this, so I guess I need
it's
to throw
a stupid,
it
it's a stupid joke. Don't do it.
The whole thing about loofahs.
Because it's
well, that's what
that's
I thought.
Actually funny.
But
talk about that.
That was actually.
But that's funny.
That was actually the punchline. I think men are getting weak because we're using loofahs and body
wash. That's funny. I've never heard anybody say that.
Right.
Loofahs. That was funny. Don't say body wash because a lot of men use body wash.
Loofahs.
Loofahs specifically. That's funny.
Okay, thank you. I'll keep that.
That's funny.
That's what
I don't. There's this thing of. We're getting weak, blah blah, and that's a stupid. I don't have to give up the things that make me quote unquote a man.
What makes you
to
what,
see that you become elevated?
But,
if grilling is somehow makes me manly, then I'm not giving that up.
Okay, to help you
feel more
riding a motorcycle
up as a woman. Yeah, exactly. You
riding
ride
a motorcycle makes me feel manly.
Does that make you feel manly?
It
then
does. Actually,
much.
It makes
working
me...
on a car, cutting the grass.
Yeah,
you know, shit like that.
Cutting the grass.
I'm not giving any watching football.
I used to have a riding lawnmower.
Going and shoot. Go play basketball with people. Shout out to Rod.
I'm gonna get a gun.
Go shoot basketball
and shoot a basketball.
Guns aren't really. I mean, gun. Shoot basketball.
Literally shoot at the like skeet shooting.
I'm gonna go get a gun and shoot a basketball.
It doesn't. I don't need to.
That's how you play defense.
I don't need to give up. I don't need to give up those things to show that I'm supporting women. That's stupid. That's stupid.
I mean, but honestly, if
I don't have to go. I don't have to go see The Notebook.
If you're talking
I can
about
go watch
a
Jet Li movie.
If you're talking about a comedian getting up talking about that, they just basically trying to get pussy.
That's it.
That's the bottom
the
line.
Biggest.
That's
part.
It.
I'm like, you are worse to women than I could ever be.
Oh my God, you were so funny when you said that men are just too strong now. Oh my God, I would.
The way you support.
You
speaking
right
of, because we're 37 minutes in. Speaking of just trying to get laid.
Just
let's get into this, Elton.
Yeah, come on, Elton.
Last time you were on our podcast, or one of the last times you were
on,
we documented the story of the girl. Who, while you were showering with your bar of soap,
my bar of soap and washcloth,
while you were showering, a woman
without a loofah,
because you like clean asses, which is why you use washcloths
without a loofah,
a woman who you had slept with the night before,
yes,
came into the bathroom
and took a shit,
did not announce it, and just took a shit while you were showering,
ruined my happy shower.
Now we talked all about it. We're not going to rehash that whole story.
No.
But at the end of that, you had kind of cut off ties with her.
I had.
She was out of your life.
She was.
Like the Michael Jackson song.
Out of my life.
And you had moved on to bigger and better women.
Yeah. Literally bigger.
Right. So, and then you tell us like 2 weeks ago
BBWs
about how you hung out with the shitter again.
Yes.
Now, before
the shitter, that's
before
her name.
You hung out with her, how long after you cut off ties with her did you begin corresponding with her again? Because you're back in touch with her.
Well, somewhat, but
she texted you.
Okay, I was on vacation. I was in New Orleans.
Is there a shitting emoji?
No, the little poop emoji.
Oh.
She did actually send that to me, but no, I was in New Orleans, and she texted me while I was on vacation. She was like, "I'm feeling depressed." So I was like, why are you? I didn't want to respond like a dick. Like, why are you? I'm on vacation having fun and you're texting me this shit. This is so selfish of you.
Testing shit.
But
that's
I was like,
that she's
oh, I'm so sorry. What's going on?
So you responded, though.
I responded. And
see,
then,
it's hook, line, and sinker. And then right. What happened?
And then I was like, well, you know, she started telling me about how shit was going on at work and she had hurt her knee and everything was like this falling apart. And she was
Can
so
I ask you a question?
She was sad.
How long had it been before this text? Like months?
Maybe roughly a month or so. Maybe a month and a half.
Okay.
I'm guessing.
So out of nowhere, really, she just texts
yes.
you of all the people she knows.
Yes.
I'm so depressed. This is a game women play. They do, right. I'm mad at you or I'm sad, and they make it your problem to make them happy.
Right. And that's what happened yeah. because I was like, well, maybe you can go on a trip, get on a little getaway. So I was like,
so you proposed a getaway.
I did.
Oh, God. Why?
I did.
So she can shit somewhere else?
No, I felt bad
Hotel
because I was like.
Across the country?
And I was trying to make her feel better.
Because she got you. She made it your job to make her feel better.
She did that.
And you fell for it.
I fell hook, line, and sinker.
You were in New Orleans. So you came back from New Orleans.
I came back. And then the next weekend, me and her went to Philly.
You went to Philly because of their great septic system.
Yeah. I mean, it's the land with the city with all the lakes and stuff.
So you had like a weekend
Rivers.
In Philly.
Yes, we had like a weekend in Philly and it was.
Would you stay in a hotel?
Yes.
Where did you stay?
I don't remember the hotel. It was downtown Philly.
It was downtown?
Like Central City somewhere.
So what did you go walk around?
Yeah, walked around. We went to the see the Liberty Bell.
Okay.
Went to the little love statue.
Okay.
That's interesting. Did she take a shit there?
She did not. She did. Oh, okay. She did not use the restroom while we were walking, and we went to like this. They had a fair. Some I don't know what the fuck you call
like
it.
Like a farmer's
street
market.
Fair?
Yeah, a farmer's
they do
market.
Have a farmer's market. I've been to it.
It was a nice, yeah. really
that,
nice.
You
farmer's
mean
market.
The one that's inside the? You go inside the building. That one.
Yeah,
or was
it's,
outside?
It's kind of like an old train station. I think.
Yeah, I've been to that.
Yeah, that we went
did
there.
Did you drive to Philly?
Yes.
Okay.
Drove to Philly.
So you went to Philly like on a Saturday then or Friday?
Saturday
night?
Morning and stayed the night.
So you went and just basically walked around all day.
Yep.
With her, just hand in hand,
yeah,
holding hands,
yep,
eating funnel cake.
A little bit. Yep. We was eating the Philly cheesesteaks and stuff. Yep. We did that.
You were eating. Okay. So you did all the tourist shit, all the Philly tourist shit.
Yep. For one day and a half because we spent summer Sunday.
One glorious day.
We spent summer Sunday there. It was fun. I was like, yeah, this is all right. I had just left vacation and I hadn't seen her poop yet, so I was excited.
So okay, but then you went back to the hotel.
Went back to the hotel, then we slept and woke
did
up.
Did you have?
Do we have what? Do we
have relations with her?
Yeah, we had relations.
Okay, so all right, so far so good.
It's a happy day.
Woke up this morning feeling fine.
Pretty good.
Something special.
Pretty good day. That was a pretty good day.
Pretty good day. That was amazing.
She had a nice day in Philly.
Nice day.
It was beautiful.
With this disgusting girl.
Yes.
In the hot midsummer heat.
Yeah, it was hot.
Okay. You had cheesesteaks.
Yep, South Street, walking down South Street.
You went down South Street. So there's food in her system.
Yeah. It was.
Down South
horrific
Street.
Food.
It was food in her system.
Oniony breath.
Were you holding hands?
Maybe once or twice. We went to a sex store. It was fun.
You went to a sex store?
Sex store.
Okay.
Yeah, because
she pick up some stuff for the night.
Yeah. No, that was after. She liked nipple clamps. She is a freak.
Whoa. She likes nipple clamps?
Yeah, she's a freak.
Okay.
She's a freak.
Oh, did she put the nipple clamp on while she shits?
No. No. No shitters. She didn't shit the whole time. I did once.
Oh, yes, she did.
Well, she hit it pretty well. I really enjoyed the shower in the hotel room because it was one of those ones that fall on you, and I was like, ooh, that was nice.
Well, okay.
Like for white folks. But
so, all right. So then you wake up Sunday. You have like breakfast or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she's observing good bathroom decorum.
She was the whole time.
Okay.
But I guess the weird thing is like we slept after we came in. That early evening, we slept. We wanted to go back out, but we were so tired from walking around, so we stayed in.
Right.
And we slept through it and woke up in the morning. I was actually trying not to have sex with her. And then she...
you know why? It's not something you have to try.
You drove all the way
because,
to... Yeah, it's hard. It's pretty easy to not to.
Well, because she came on to be a... Then she started pouting when I kind of refused
She knows
it.
Pouting works.
And then I... did it and it was just really nice because she had a knee brace on so she injured her knee
okay
right.
at work
it, No, right. No, she was playing like shitting? Flag football or some shit. She said
shitting.
No, she didn't do it. Shitting.
She's
it
playing flag football.
She was playing flag football.
So all right, so she knows she's playing you is what's going on.
Yeah, she played me. I took it.
Is this a thing that a lot of women have success with you? Is that they start pouting or acting like they're down, and then you have to come to their rescue?
It seems
does that
like
work with that, you.
It does. It does seem like I'm Captain Save-A-Ho. That's what.
Oh no.
That's what I do. That's what I do. I don't know why. It's just so weird because we was having sex and it was fun. And then I told her I was coming and then she started cackling while I was coming. And I was like, oh, my God,
okay.
That's crazy.
Wait. You just. All right. All right. You were having sex with her.
We was having sex. And,
you said you have to announce. It's good manners to announce.
I announced.
You don't want to surprise her with
no,
it.
No.
Were you wearing protection?
I was not.
You were not wearing protection.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special.
I was not.
All right.
Why would you not?
I don't know. I don't have any. You know what? I didn't.
Okay. So you didn't.
Okay, I didn't.
Why? But you did announce. That you were going to, you were about done.
I was.
I'm wrapping it up.
I was
not literally not wrapping it up in that way.
Yeah, but you are trying to bring it home.
I was climaxing. Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for coming out. God bless. Good night,
Russell Simmons.
So as when you make the announcement,
right,
she starts
kegling,
squeezing
her vagina muscles around my penis,
and she's never done that before.
No.
So she
trying
learned
to
that.
Get pregnant. How old is she?
She's she's 32.
She's 32.
To get pregnant.
I don't think she's trying to get pregnant.
Yes, she is.
She's
well,
trying to, she's trying
let's,
to,
let's review.
She doesn't want you to pull out.
No.
A 32-year-old woman allowed you to run up in her with no condom.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming she's not on the pill. Did she say
yes,
that?
Yes, she's on the pill.
She said that.
Yes, I'm
just,
aware she's on
you
the
just
pill.
Believe her.
Is it a pill for constipation?
No. You just believe her.
Not that I know. Yeah, I do.
So you ran up in a 32-year-old woman.
Right. Without a condom.
Sans condom.
Right.
As far as you know, she takes a pill. Wink,
yes.
Wink, nudge, nudge, grin, grin.
Wink,
right.
Wink, I trust.
And then started hitting you with the Kegel exercise.
Yeah.
She doesn't want you to pull out.
No.
She wants to keep you in.
Did she put her leg, hook your leg, and say, let it go, baby. Just let it go. It's going to be all right.
That's exactly what
we
she
gonna
did.
We're going to be all right.
Were you in the closet right now?
We're going to be all right. We're going to be all right.
That's exactly what
when you come
said.
At me, we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right.
That's exactly what she said.
This dick can't get free. So then she starts. So she does something, and you told me
you're fucking stupid.
Don't be laughing at me.
So
you're so fucking stupid.
Whatever, nigga. I enjoyed this shit though. Woke up this morning feeling fine. Whatever.
Jesus Christ.
So, he wants to have more grandbabies.
No, I don't want to.
No, you want your children to grow up with the grandchildren.
No.
You want your children to be younger?
No, I don't want it. I don't want
you
it.
You want your grandchild to have an uncle that's
uncle that's younger than
him.
It's very sordid.
An uncle that's younger than him. Come on over here, boy.
And you've never had a woman do that to you, right? The Kegel thing.
Nah, I never had that inside.
And it blew your mind.
It did at that particular moment.
Okay.
It blew something.
it blew the back
it
out.
Blew that eggplant.
So you went ahead and why don't you get a vasectomy? That would eliminate a lot of these questions.
I guess I would.
Yeah.
I should. Yeah.
You get a snip.
What are you waiting on?
I don't.
In case you want to have another one.
No, I guess I should.
You about to?
No, she's already had a menstrual cycle well, since then.
This morning.
Okay, so she's not
as
pregnant.
As far as you know.
No, yeah.
She also didn't shit in your bedroom, right?
No, not in the bedroom.
Not in the bedroom.
In the bathroom.
She's in the bathroom.
She did piss on your sleeping bag.
She did piss on you.
She did.
Well, that's the other thing. Because she had squirted in the past.
Yeah.
Maybe she's learning the Kegel exercises to stop the squirting.
Yeah, I told her don't do that no more. That's nasty.
Okay.
I don't believe that's nasty. I don't believe in squirting.
So she found your line.
Yes, she did.
So after the sex.
Squirting is a thing. That's the least of your worries.
Whatever.
The next morning.
That was
in the morning.
That was
okay.
Morning
so sex. Then you went and had brunch or something.
Yeah, we went and had a cheesesteak actually.
A cheesesteak. Another cheesesteak.
We had a cheesesteak
with fresh onions.
Yep, fresh. So that was cool.
And so
and then we left.
So then you came. Then you drove home.
Yep. Drove
we went
back.
To a sex store. Didn't think to buy condoms. They sell them there.
Well, we went to.
You would think.
We actually went to the sex store after we had sex, so it didn't make any difference.
So. Did you buy anything?
I didn't buy nothing. No.
Did she? What did
no,
she?
No,
she bought nipple clamps?
No, she didn't buy anything. She was looking at the nipple clamps.
Have you even used nipple clamps on her?
No, I've spanked her with a belt. I think I tied her up once.
Spanked her with a belt?
Yes.
People get kicked out of the NFL for doing that. Yeah. They get cut from their football team
for
doing that.
That's a switch.
With a belt? No, the junior glove. But she got
spanked her with a belt.
Yeah, that's what she wanted. She wanted that.
Whose belt?
Did you?
It was
did
my
you
belt.
Like put her nose in the shit when you were spanking her? With it? Say, don't. Bad girl, bad. Bad.
No,
bad.
Stop.
Was that bad. Is that what you were doing?
Nope, I didn't do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
she's fun.
Spank her with a belt, though.
Yeah, she's fun. But
did
she's
she?
Crazy.
Did she? She brought that up to you one
yes,
day.
Yes,
she's like, hey,
harder, harder.
Harder.
She wants to bring up to you how she wants to get pregnant by you?
No, she didn't bring that up.
Oh, okay.
No. I want to go back to the belt thing. So this was mid-sex and she said, hey, where's that belt?
I mean, this was another time.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But she sprung it on you in the middle of the, like, hey, what's that? So you want a belt?
I think it was before we started.
And you're like, I got suspenders. Is that good? She's like, I guess that'll do.
It was before we started.
She brought it up before you started. Okay. Yeah. And then so... And you don't want to hit her with the buckled part of it.
No, that would be bad.
That would be cruel.
That would be really bad. Right. I couldn't do that. That'd be bad.
So you had to just go in with no practice.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, I have practice. I have children.
Well, you
so
have children, right?
I
yeah,
spank,
of course. So
I spank kids. I mean, you
like
don't
your,
have. No
she's practice. Like your child in that moment.
Exactly.
And all right. So she likes the belt. She likes the nipple clamps.
She likes the nipple clamps. She's a bit of a freak.
And so you're still hanging out with her.
Actually, I haven't communicated in about a week. No, not really.
But every week you're texting her.
Because
this is the thing, you. You said you were done with her.
I did, and then she texted me, and I felt bad. I was like, because I know she suffered through depression. What
she
am I supposed
is
to do? I
playing
can't
you.
She playing me how, Andy? What is that? What am I supposed to do?
People
she kegled. She kegled while I was coming.
But you. But before she did, you drove her to Philly. You didn't know that was going to happen.
No, I didn't actually, because my intent was kind of to be a friend. I didn't mean to have my dick kind of just slipped in there. I didn't. That was kind of an accident. I was like,
that was not an accident.
I mean, no, but yeah.
Because did you get a room with one bed or two?
It was one bed.
One bed. Oh, so a good friend.
Yeah.
It was a friendly thing.
It was a king size bed.
And you paid for the room.
No, she did. Actually.
She paid for the
I paid
room.
For the travel and the okay. food, and she paid for the room.
All right.
So it was a king size bed. It was
you
like
gonna pay
me.
For that baby though, right?
No, she's already menstruated. Don't you know? Okay, we're not gonna go there. She doesn't want. She can't.
As far as you know.
As far no, as he know. Probably saw the tampon on the floor in her apartment.
It probably did. Yeah, I think that. Yeah, that's nasty. She writes.
Oh, that's the nasty line for you.
That's where I draw the line.
That's the nasty line.
That's exactly
line?
Where
okay.
I draw the line. Tampon.
All right.
Ooh, don't want to see those things. I don't even
but
want
this
to be
is,
around you.
This is what people like. This. She needs someone who will react a certain way. Like people with like issues and flaws, they find each other. So she like you need someone like her to sort of be sad and need a savior, and she needs someone like you who will at the drop of a hat come over even though she pissed on your bed and shit while you were showering.
Yeah,
this is going to be a toxic relationship is what I'm saying.
Well, I mean it is a toxic relationship, and I think the thing about the thing about toxic relationships is sex is the glue that holds them together, because you can fight, and then if the sex is decent, then you're going
to... You know that I'm a firm believer in this, is that the people that you choose are reflections of yourself, right?
I mean, that's your opinion. That's not fact.
I'm a firm believer in
okay,
that.
Okay, you could be... I believe...
What would keep drawing you back to this woman?
I believe damaged people attract...
He has issues dating back to his mother.
I believe damaged people attract damaged people. I believe
Then you
that.
Just confirm what I said, man.
Well, not in the... Not,
you
not,
just confirm what I said.
But it's not a direct.
That's exactly what I said.
It's not a direct reflection of me because I'm aware.
That's exactly what I said.
But I'm aware of my flaws, and she isn't.
Yeah,
she's in denial.
Nothing. That doesn't mean you're not doing. You're not. You're aware of your flaws, but you're acting on your flaws.
Sometimes, yeah. When the pussy. Oh,
well, there you go. Is it?
It's just calling him.
It does.
You fight what I say, but then you confirm what I say.
Well, you're right. You're right, Uncle Randolph.
Jesus Christ, I ain't your uncle.
You ain't. Well, you ain't my uncle. Like you like.
Well, like yeah, yeah. You damn near my uncle.
Whatever. You 3 years old.
I got you by 3 years.
Three. That's
I guess
a
in
lot.
Ghetto. I guess in ghetto world, I can be your uncle.
Right.
3 years. Three years is like two generations for Elton.
For Elton, yeah. Nigga, we gonna be alright.
No, we are gonna be alright. It's sad. I mean, that was good. I mean, it was, yeah.
But I guess to any woman listening who might have met Elton, seen Elton out, has an interest in Elton, you play the sad role.
Mm.
That's the bait. right?
And you that's will the, get you some elk.
You're Cecil the
your
Lion,
Kegels.
Right? You're Cecil the Lion, and they're pulling you out of the reservation.
Benoit balls.
They're baiting you.
They're baiting you. They're and you're following the bait.
I did. I mean, and it was. I feel bad, but I did. I fell for it.
Did you regret it? Like after right afterwards?
No, I didn't actually. Not right afterwards.
Just right now.
Yeah, I'm regretting it right now.
At this moment, but
you ain't even thought about regretting it.
I am definitely regretting it right now, but it's still fun to talk about. So I don't know. It's just part of my life. I accept it, and I just move forward.
you sound like someone who got caught in a scandal, like Anthony Weiner or some shit. I'm looking toward the future. I accept what happened. I'm not happy about it, but this is between me.
And then just like Anthony Weiner,
my God,
it happened again, and my wife.
Yeah, and my wife.
I'm not married, so I don't have to worry about that.
Our God, and it's not really for the public consumption.
I don't know. That Kegel shit fucked me up. You ever had it happen to you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Well, that got me. I was like, ooh.
So
I thought a vagina was giving me head. That was like, ooh.
You thought you'd seen it all. Now, have you done it again since?
No, I have not.
Do you want to? You want to?
No.
Yes. Look at his face. You see his face when he said Kegels?
He's thinking about it right now.
Yes.
No, I'm not going
to. Go in the bathroom and jerk one out and come back.
I'm not going to do it again. I think I'm done this time unless we – I guess I tell you in 2 weeks from now, like, oh, we got to have you back on the podcast. You fucked that girl again.
Look at, look at those fucking people.
What is this?
Read the Confederate flag. Look at the people.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We
yeah.
can be all
Randolph's
right.
reading an article about Confederate flags.
We going to be all right.
Nigga, we going to be all
She's right. going to text you in like 2 weeks and be like, I got a paper cut.
Yeah. No, that might work.
And then you're going to be like, I'll be right over.
Yeah.
I'll be
have
right
you been working
over.
On your Kegels?
I messed up.
You're going to drive past – 11 stores that sell condoms.
Drive right
on
past.
The way to her. But you're going to get that text. You'd be like, I hurt myself. And you're going to be like, woke up this
morning. No, I'm not doing it again. I'm not falling for it. I'm moving forward. Something special. I'm moving forward.
I don't know. Because we thought you were done with this girl.
I was. And then she
texted you sad.
She texted me sad.
Did you hook up in New Orleans with anyone?
I did not.
Did you just go by yourself?
No, I went with a group of people, okay. But it was just a weird element for me. I don't know.
Group of friends or coworkers?
A group of old friends.
All right. New Orleans.
New Orleans was fun. It was just a bit overhedonistic, I guess, contrary to my conversation.
Hedonistic? You went to a sex store.
And
slapped a girl with a belt.
Yeah, but that was an individual. It wasn't a bunch of people looking the fuck. It was just, ooh. It was crazy. But I guess the one thing that was unusual, we were staying at the hotel. And I walked out. We walked out the hotel when we got there, and it was an expensive hotel. And right across the street, there was this homeless guy eating this homeless lady's ass out, like right on the street.
What?
In the middle of the day. No bullshit. I saw it.
Woke up in the morning feeling fine.
That's exactly what was happening. I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Well, you know what? He was probably really hungry.
Yeah, and I thought so. I thought he was just maybe trying to be forgiven for an argument that they had. But she was completely Bill Cosby. She was completely knocked out.
Oh, okay. So this is a crime you're witnessing.
Well, it was kind of a crime, but it was three of them. And
three homeless people?
Yeah, it was two. I think it was two men and a female. She was in the middle, but then she was knocked out. And
One man was behind her
because he was spooning her.
Where was the first man?
He was in front of her.
This is during the day.
During the day, like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
In New Orleans.
On the street. Like so they, a block away from Bourbon Street.
They knocked her out somehow.
Well, no, I think they might have been heroin addicts, I think, because it was a lot of homeless people.
Well, they were probably heroin addicts.
Yeah, I just think that she was going to wake up and...
They're probably great musicians. Like you didn't see them at the right time.
Yeah, probably, because they weren't there the next day, but they were there the first day, so... It was just kind of unusual. Like, oh, can it really get any better than this after seeing that? That was just fun for me. I was like, ooh.
You should have Instagrammed that moment.
I actually
like
have.
A homeless orgy?
She looked like she was being violated, but maybe she was aware.
You
should have
called the police.
Call the police.
Well, the police was like right there. They weren't too far away.
Did you tell them? Did you alert them to the...
No,
woman over there possibly being raped.
I ain't no snitch.
You ain't no snitch.
I mean, if you get
she's a shattered
if you
fucking
your,
heroin addict who's being raped, and you ain't no snitch. Okay,
if you're getting your ass licked, he wasn't fucking her. He was just licking her ass.
Well, you saw the first part.
That's
him greasing up the ass.
That was
for the dick.
That was that. That was
what he was doing.
No, because when I went back to take the picture, he was gently pulling her clothes back up. So
oh, wait.
He
did go back to take the picture.
I took a still photo.
Okay.
I took a still photo.
So he basically just he was done at that point.
He was finished. He was like wiping his face and stuff.
Wiping his face.
Like he just had finished dinner.
What, do you have a washcloth? Oh, that's disgusting.
A washcloth and a bar of lava.
Yeah,
that's
she's
disgusting.
She's gonna wake up and forgive me. I love you, baby. That's it was selfless oral sex.
Selfless on your part or
selfless?
Selfless on their part.
Yes, he was because he was helping her out. You never know what's going on.
I don't know about all that.
I don't think so. I think you witnessed a sexual assault and you did nothing.
Is that what? No, I wasn't the only one that witnessed that. Don't be trying to
put
this
it on
me.
Everybody else.
Don't be putting this on me. Everybody.
You're only responsible for what you do.
It was
in
a
situation.
Lot of people. It was a lot of people that seen that. I saw.
Like
no.
Like call the police on a sexual assault or
or just on some disgusting
shit. Not have
shit.
Sex with somebody
even
who
it was consensual. Andy. This is in the public sphere here.
Yes. That's not my job to do that.
Not have sex with somebody who shit in your house. And
well,
then,
that yeah,
well, you
got
to understand the
trying to get pregnant.
Nope. The level of what has to happen for Elton to be disgusted by something.
The level. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So maybe you were just like, what is this? Just another Tuesday.
Yeah, that problem.
How'd
you know, Andy?
I'm in New Orleans.
I'm in Nova.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. Yeah, I wasn't quite disgusted. It was fun, though.
Yeah, this girl has figured out. She's figured out how to play you a little bit.
Yeah, she has. She's figured it out.
And that's something that women do a lot, like the I'm mad at you game or you're mean game. What did I do? And then the dude's like trying to, or the I'm sad game. And
that really
game only happens because you allow the game to happen.
Well, that plays on my heartstrings because it's like
she
talked about being depressed as a child and being suicidal. So of course I think back to
learning
that.
Where to shit.
Yeah, well, that was hard for her to do. She said she didn't get potty trained until she was one, so I can understand that. So I mean,
why
it makes
sense.
Why
are you discussing getting potty trained?
No, that was.
He's got her whole shit history.
Yeah.
He's got her whole shit bio going.
It's pretty sad.
That's cool though. You gave her your eggplant. You got what you wanted.
She got it all too.
She got the whole eggplant.
She got it all.
She didn't want to let it go.
She had the eggplant. She got the seeds.
Yeah.
Where we at?
She was. We was at.
We're
a,
an hour.
We was in a hotel. Where we at? Yeah,
this is all we're gonna talk about today. We're gonna wrap up.
We gotta make
this
real quick.
We're gonna wrap up with this. This is all we're gonna talk about.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Anything else to add to this disgusting tale?
We don't want to talk about the Confederate flag and that coming down.
What's going on with? Didn't you mention to me something about your ex-wife?
What about?
Maybe not. I don't know. This was something else that I thought we should say for the podcast.
We talked about the Confederate flag already.
No, she's a weirdo too. She does the same thing. She always needs money.
She needs, and you provide.
I do. Like, cause you told me, it's like she should just give it to her because you fucked up her life, and it's like okay.
I told you that?
You did.
I
don't know if I said that.
I doubt that. We
have to go back to another podcast. You should just give her whatever you want.
He did say it like that. He was probably joking.
That's what he said.
He was probably joking.
Whatever. I took it direct. I took it literal, so I do it.
Well, you don't really know jokes in here.
That was painful. That was painful. Fucking Randolph Terrence, thank you. You don't know jokes.
Well, I guess if any women want to get on the Elton train,
He's here for
just
you.
Just hang out with him.
If you're damaged,
and need a savior,
need a Captain Save-A-Ho.
Well, the thing is,
I'm calling you ho right up front.
I think I think we need to give Elton some credit. A lot of the Captain Save-A-Hos don't wind up having sex with the girl. They save her. And then they can't close. Elton's closing the deal.
Okay,
we'll give him that. You do have to take her to Philly.
Thanks.
You have to go above and beyond probably a little bit.
Yeah, that was above.
But you are closing the deal.
Right.
So I guess you get some credit for that.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we're kind of friends first, but I understand. And there's some things that I need to work on. I need to pretty much just get all the women out of
my
life.
Other girl, the one who works at your where you live?
You're
still with her?
Sometimes, but not.
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yeah, because now I have a roommate. My son moved in with me because he lost his apartment.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's kind of stifled that. He's like.
Is he sleeping on the couch?
No, I don't have a couch. He's sleeping on the floor. He's like a 26-year-old cock block. So.
Oh, he has a kid too.
He does.
He's the one with that. That's your grandkid.
With the first son. Yeah. That, my oldest son has. The younger grandson, which is going to be a year, and my middle child, his son is already like 18 months, I believe.
So are you working feverishly to get your son a job or an apartment?
Oh, he works.
He just doesn't have a place to
live? No, he's looking for a place, but he's chilling at the crib. So he's cock blocking right now. So see, 20, he's just like when he was a kid. Oh, I got to go tend to the baby. He's still cock blocking. So.
the problems. So now you can't hook up. You can't bring girls home.
I can't. Because he's there.
Because he's on the floor.
He's literally on the floor.
Well, he's not going to sleep in your pissy bed.
No. Well, it's clean. It's just a stain.
Go get a bigger place.
Well, I don't. And then I got to sign another lease, and then if he disappears, I'm stuck with that rent. No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, he's only there temporarily.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just got.
Yeah. It's not like you. It's not like you trust your son to.
I hope he out.
I don't. No, I don't.
He'll be out eventually.
Hopefully.
Yeah. What happened? How did he lose his place?
I forget. I don't really get into it with him. We were a bit estranged, but then I was just wanting to help him out. So
right there you go, Captain. You go. Save a bro.
That's what I do.
Save him. Save him.
Everybody depends on me.
Save him.
Everybody depends on me, but I don't depend on nobody. That's the way it works.
You strong, baby.
I am
strong, black man.
I gotta give it up for myself. Shit, you bullshit. I just. PayPal my ex-wife $40. I was like, come on, man. Really?
What? Yeah. Why?
Because he said, I need $40. And it's like, whatever. Here you go, PayPal.
Why does she, you didn't even ask?
I don't. She just said I need to borrow $40.
Oh, man, that's easier than an ATM.
Yeah, it seems that way. If I got it, she got it.
All right, well, now we're all sad.
Now we're sad. Listen, time for us to go.
We're all sad.
We're sad.
Don't be sad.
Don't be too sad. Ellen will have. We'll try to have sex with you. Yeah.
Work on your Kegels.
Yeah, that would help.
Work on your Kegels.
That would help.
Yeah. Thank you, Pete.
Yeah, what is Pete doing?
Sent me a text saying you look mighty fine over there.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, Pete.
That's nice. Uh-huh.
I appreciate you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Pete, manager of the Draft House.
Yes.
That's it. Randolph is sexy, I guess.
Yeah, well, you just mad because he didn't say you were sexy. Oh,
so that's your I don't really
Welcome
care.
Welcome home, no sexy.
Pete is not my type.
Work on your Kegel exercises.
Now that Elton's so sad, he's going to have sex with himself later.
There you go. Bling, 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 bling.
That might happen.
Listen, people, come on back on Monday. We'll be back here for you guys. August 13th, 14th, 15th, I'm at the DC Improv. Come on and check it out. August 26th, I will be in San Antonio at the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club if you are in the area. LOL in San Antonio, Texas. August 26th, that evening, come on out. Myself and some other comics will be doing some time and then drinking. We want to thank Elton Howard. I don't know if we should thank him for that horrific
tale. No, that's classic Elton. It's very entertaining.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And the breakdown of the loofah versus washcloth.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's men.
Well, we want to thank him for that. And thank you for sitting in with us. We enjoyed having you here today. And we hope you guys come on back on Monday. We'll be here for you guys. And we'll be talking about some other shit. Be sure to email us. Be sure to rate us on Stitcher and iTunes. And we hope you liked it. As always, we enjoy bringing it to you guys. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
I am Elton Howard Jr.
And we gonna be all right. We got three guys on, and we gonna be all right. Coming at you. Take care. Take care of yourselves.